You're on North Canterbury's number one radio station, Compass FM. And now we have the very great pleasure of welcoming into the studio Jacob Coxall, who plays Danny in the upcoming production of Grease, the North Canterbury Musical Society's latest production. Good afternoon, Jacob. I'm sorry, I've just got the wrong microphone. We'll say that again. Good afternoon, Jacob. Hey. We've got the right microphone on now. Well, I don't know whether to call you Danny or Jacob. Which do you prefer?
Whatever you prefer. I'm fine. I'll get more into character.
If put you into character, you're going to have to sing a song, and I think it was definitely a no for that,
yeah,
wasn't
I'll
it?
Have to pass on that one.
So now, Jacob, tell me, you've been rehearsing since when?
Since late last year. I don't know exactly. It was about October, November, I think. Yeah. We started officially rehearsing things.
And Lizzie Mullane has just joined us. Good afternoon, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And Lizzie, you play the part of Frenchie.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Excellent. And so your rehearsals, you've already been going for 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, we had a break over the Christmas period so we could get some summer holidays in, but we're back at it. We've been back at it since like the 20th of Jan or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow. And yeah, of course the production starts on the 4th of May, so you've got a couple of months still to go.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys are going to be so good at this by the time you get there.
Well, rehearsal only picks up over that last bit. Yeah. We're going to be doing more and more.
Yeah.
Well, so Lizzie, my first question for you, who makes up the cast of the North Canterbury Musical Society show?
Oh, so it's a wide group of people. We've got a few different generations in the mix, and a lot of us hail from Rangiora. My sister's also in the cast. Jacob and I both went to Rangiora High School.
Yeah.
So my best mates from high school are in the direction team as well. Lots of people coming up through the Hartley School of Performing Arts as well. And we've also got some people coming in from town as well to play from Christchurch.
Well, yeah, it's quite a... I'll just get to sit a little bit close to that microphone there.
I'm thank a little you, bit short in the body.
No, so am I. That makes two of us. Yeah. No, thank you very much, Lizzie. So, yeah, it's you're obviously throwing the net wide for this production. A lot of people. How many in the cast?
That's such a good question.
Upwards of 30.
Yeah, 35, 40. Yeah.
That's amazing. And of course, it must take quite a bit to get everybody in the one room at the moment.
Yeah. I think as well, that's not including the crew and all the costume ladies and everyone who's been working on the project before we even got on board. So it's quite a big unit.
It's a huge amount of people.
You're going to count in everybody else that puts in their time as well. So, Jacob, you've been in Grease before.
Yes.
So this is your second time around at Grease?
It is, yeah.
So who did you do Grease with the last time?
I did Grease with Nesda last year.
And how was that?
It was great fun. It was the first musical I've ever done.
Wow.
Serious?
Yeah.
That's fabulous. That's fantastic.
And so, yeah, that was a big thing towards the end of last year. Been quite a big change though,
yeah,
between the two shows.
So did you play Danny as well?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
I think
so. What was your part in the
I was in the ensemble. I played a character called Mike.
Okay.
And I think I was the only guy in our class who did not have any lines in the show at all.
And you've gone from no lines to just about, well,
yeah,
a lot of lines.
A little more than a step up.
So, Lizzie, what should people keep their eye out for in this production? What's special? Have we got any special effects that we can keep an eye out for?
Well, you know, we're hoping to get a stunning greased lightning will be an aspect of the show that hopefully will be interesting how we get it on and off stage. I think that's something we're contending with at the moment.
The car is a beast.
It's a big car. But other than that, it's just the attention to detail.
That's always the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah. We have a wonderful director, Tegan Patrick, who is just so invested in all the little moments as well as the big picture. So if you get bored of watching Sandy and Danny go at it or whatever, you can basically open up the frame a little bit and you can see what those two characters in behind them are doing, because they'll have their own sort of choreography relationship that is pretty cool, and it really picks up the energy, I think, for the whole cast.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. And I was going to say Jacob that last year I spent some time in London. I went along to see the West End stage version of Grease. I was trying to remember the name of the guy who played the part.
Vince Fontaine,
and I can't remember, but it will come to me, and I'll mention it. But the performance was fantastic. Of course, West End performances. But I must say, North Canterbury Musical Society are up there. You guys, every show that I've been to that you guys have put on, absolutely unbelievable. It definitely does, you know, North Canterbury proud, every production that's put on. And of course now with the newly revamped town hall, you know, auditorium and stage, it's really quite a treasure for us, isn't it?
It's so special. I came up from Rangiora High School during those 5 years post earthquake where there was nothing. It's really awesome to actually, this will be my second time on that stage.
So you're gonna get your own dressing room?
Not our own dressing room. There'd be quite a bit of space, I think.
Oh, look, it's awesome. So now, when's it on? And are tickets still okay? We're going to bring someone else in here. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Leanne.
Hello, Leanne. How are you?
Good, thank you.
And Leanne, tell us all about, can people buy tickets yet?
They can. They just went on sale this morning at 9 o'clock.
Wow. So online and from the box office?
They'll be able to buy them at the door once the show's running, but online we're with iticket.co.nz.
Yep. And of course, production running from the 5th to the 4th to the 29th. A good long run.
No, just the 20th.
Beg your pardon, just the 20th?
We won't be there if you show up then.
Okay, well, no, we want to see you.
I might be.
You know, you might be still running. Well, that's fantastic. So the 4th to the 20th, Greece, get your tickets online now at iTicket, North Canterbury Musical Society's presentation of Greece. We're all looking forward to that. Thank you, Marie, for popping in. And, well, good luck. Break a leg, you guys. It's supposed to be a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
Yes, yep.
And thank you so much for both coming in and spending some time with us here at Compass FM this afternoon.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Looking forward to seeing it. Oh, just to let the listeners know, we will have tickets available for you to win, courtesy of the North Canterbury Musical Society. As soon as they're available, we'll run a competition. We've got 6 tickets to give away, so 3 doubles. Stay tuned to Compass FM, your local radio station.
Compass FM.